You're listening to episode 2 of She's a Super Geek, the live play RPG podcast highlighting women as GMs. I'm Senda, and on today's episode, my co-host Emily and I are joined by Kat Murphy of the One Shot and Campaign podcasts and Travis Parker of Golden Griffin Games. Before we get to the show, I'd like to apologize for the ongoing audio artifacts in Kat's recording. She could also be an alien. We join our heroes, Lulu, Adelaine, and Zachary, just outside the ship and goat racing track, about to follow up on the trail of their missing Amazonian contact, Britannia.
Lou's wearing, like, high-heeled moon boots, so she has, like, the big puffy things up her legs.
Yes.
Uh-huh. And some sort of, like, shorts and long-sleeved jumpsuit.
Adelaine is, she's kind of short for a human, but she is a pretty standard-looking human. But she's got, like, super frizzy black afro hair.
Yes.
It's just sticking out, like, everywhere. And so she's got that going on. And she tends to wear, like, really bright, stripy colors. Very, like, if you think 70s disco wear, that's probably what she's wearing. Probably, like, fluorescent orange and weird pukey greens in, like, weird swirly shapes and bell-bottoms. That's what she's got going on.
God, we look so cool.
Why?
Because it's so flashy. That's so what she does.
We're the rainbow spyglass. Of course we
Come
look
on.
Like this.
Yes, exactly.
So Travis, how does Zachary look?
Wow. So as far as Zachary's dress goes, well, Zachary, I guess, is human, basically normal human. Not strong, not quick, not sneaky, but kind of wears normal everyday traveling clothes, except for a obviously expensive leather jacket, and he's got all these little electronic gizmos, like basically the latest Google Glass version going on, and a microphone, and you know, these little, like, a wristwatch that covers his whole arm that flashes lights, and half of it might not work, half of it might just be for show and to look impressive.
Half of it doesn't work, and the other half is just for the
maybe. Some of it works. No. If I bang on it hard enough.
It blinks in flashy rainbow colors down your arm. It's like red, yellow, green, blue, purple. Red, yellow, green, blue, purple.
I'm just picturing, like, Star Trek, the original series. Like, it's just a box of lights.
Yeah.
Little magnetic tape that whirls occasionally. Strapped to my back.
You don't see the well-dressed guys pass you, but finally Lulu does come along, and she's doing, like, the power walk.
Yes, absolutely.
All right, so the party's back together.
Yay!
And Lulu, you didn't see these guys in front of you? We just kind of lost track of them?
No, we didn't see them come by here either. I was totally going to jump out and go, boo, and just see what happened. And then they didn't walk by.
You probably would have.
Nobody tailed them.
You guys have no faith in my ability to restrain myself.
No, they don't. Basically because of the fact that a GM can compel you.
I am 100% aware of this.
No. I would have figured that they would have gone by. But maybe if they actually do think that the police are coming, they're going to, like, a safe house or something. I have their contact info if we want to track them down later.
I wonder if we could use their contact information to maybe do, like, a GPS hack.
Ooh.
See if we could.
Or basically do a background check. I don't know. Might even tap into their finances, their addresses, all that. A security access code. Who knows?
Yeah, they really shouldn't have given me their credit card number. But, like, they just met me.
I'm saying use...
But that's how we paid you for the gun, right?
Yeah, well, that's the only way that I accept payment. People should have caught on to this by now.
That's brilliant. I didn't think about that. Did you really steal his credit card?
Yeah, I have it written down,
like,
on...
He assumed it was secure.
You know.
You're like, yeah, it's just the square.
Have a square on my
it's
iPhone.
It's totally
That's
secure.
What happened.
But it's actually been tinkered with by Zachary.
So that it copies the thing to the side. Yep, so we now have his, we have that info. So make of that what you will, Zach.
All right, pass it along.
Yeah, we touch our wrists together.
Okay.
I have
it's like the new high five. Yeah. It's like a wrist.
I love it.
No one puts perfume on their
wrists.
Yeah, you
gotta like fiddle with something to like give him access to something.
Well, I just have to like move all of my bracelets aside so that he has.
Yes. All right, can I try to use this data and maybe like get on whatever passes for the net here and just see, I don't know.
I mean, my precious, precious hope would be that maybe you could access his, like, GPS location based on his implant.
Cool.
And the contact information.
Let's go for that, yeah. So would this be, like,
you get a
6 to 9,
you get a piece of information that's not that relevant. Sorry, no, I'm joking, that's Dungeon World.
Different system.
Different, yeah, I think that this is an overcome.
Cool.
And this is going to be difficult.
Mm-hmm.
It's not going to be an easy thing. So we're going to look for... I think you're going to need a +5 or better. It's going to be difficult. These are mobsters.
Before you roll, then.
I mean, you could charge his credit card a bunch of different stuff.
And see where it, like, pinged him? That might be a way to create an advantage on it. What I'm trying to think is that if there's anything we can do to make this easier for you that we can set up as an advantage before you actually... Try to do it, but I haven't come up with anything that actually makes sense.
I have an idea though.
Yeah,
I think I'm overcomplicating
it. Can I use one of my fate points and invoke my side business to have made the information that I got from like the credit card and everything more useful to him to make that an aspect?
Yes, I will allow that. That makes sense.
Okay.
That you would have. You've worked together for a while, so.
So if I'm invoking that fate point to make that aspect, am I rolling something for that?
To help someone, you don't need to roll.
Cool.
You just need to be able to explain it, my understanding.
Cool.
I should also mention at this point, if at any point we don't do things according to the rules, I'm still right because I'm the GM.
Oh, of course.
Huzzah.
So yeah. I'm going to say right now, like, I think that's how it goes in my memory, but that may not be how it is on the rule books.
No,
so
that's good.
Sense, so.
As far as I'm concerned, rules are meaningless.
Right.
They're guidelines.
Yeah.
So, I mean, if my understanding is correct, then that would Travis would be able to invoke that to do a +2 on his roll, right?
Yes.
And I'm being clever. Right. And I only have one fate point left, so I'm not going to invoke anything.
You can always... The cool thing about fate is you can always decide to invoke after the
roll.
Oh,
good
anyway.
Point. Good point.
So you don't have to make that decision now.
All right. So +3 from Lulu's help. And my 3... 6.
Yay!
You succeed! Fantastic!
Yeah, I would have not succeeded without Lulu's help. So. Thank you, Lulu!
So you guys give each other like a bro fist pound?
Yeah.
Or an awkward side hug or something?
We give each other the awkward side hug of
chest
constantly
bump,
having to deal with our captain's nonsense. Our solidarity side hugs.
Accidental captain.
Oh, I didn't realize that you'd named any of yourselves.
Well, that's
captain,
because
I
picked both of them up totally incidentally. It wasn't my intention.
The story just kind of played out that way, I guess.
But it's my ship.
That's true. That's true. It is your ship. I just assumed none of you would let her like make decisions.
Right.
Because everything would be, sure, let's fly into that meteor shower.
I call myself the captain. That doesn't mean that any of them call me the captain.
And let is like a strong word. You know?
Zachary, you're able to pinpoint the movement of this in my mind, you know, from your wrist projects a little hologram
cool.
map with little footprints and like the names of people.
Marauder's map digital version.
And so you can see the movement of this of Killarney based on his credit card info. And
he just bought an ice cream.
He seems to be headed. Yeah. Well, there's no ice cream on his tab, but he definitely did pick up a rather large bar tab earlier in the day. And you notice that there is a drink that was Britannia's favorite drink. Mm. Lulu, what is Britannia's favorite drink that almost nobody else drinks? That you see it and you're like, only Britannia drinks.
Yeah. Let's see. Oh, man. What's a really bad drink? She drinks like Space 7 and 7. And like
I was gonna say Space Jägermeister. That Jägermeister is awful.
Just straight.
Yeah, just straight shots. Shots of Jägermeister.
And the worst part is that we know that she doesn't do them as shots. She just sips them. You know, she'll get like a Coke, a non-alcoholic beverage, and drink that and sip at the Jaeger.
Well, you are a planet of Amazon warriors who like to punish themselves, apparently.
Yeah.
Or maybe, I don't know, maybe she super likes that, and you guys are just weird.
Hey, we are what we are.
So this transaction was just earlier today? Like, we barely missed her?
Well, it was earlier in the day. You know, this is, you know, it's early evening. It's still just hot and sunny because it's a deserty planet. But yeah, so this was like early afternoon. So, you know, what, like 5 hours? So not just missed is a little
Okay.
Stretch. So you see little footsteps labeled KJ that they do seem to be moving towards this this racing track. You know, it's several streets away towards more of a side entrance where you guys are headed toward the main entrance.
Cool.
We're not going to list everything that's on his credit card.
Okay.
The address that he gave me, is it just that place?
The contact that you have is to what looks like a personal residence.
Hmm.
There's also a really kind of like suggestive winky smiley face.
That he programmed onto his arm really fast. Good. He's a class act, that Killarney Jefferson. Yeah. Cool, cool. So they went around the side.
So I guess the question facing us is, are we going to follow them around the side, or are we going to barge in the front door and try and figure out where they are?
There are races about to happen, so... Or there are races happening that evening, so there are people coming, you know, in and out.
We can blend into the crowd?
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like we're going to have to get into the back hallways or something somehow anyway. We can keep our eye on the Marauders Digital and see if we can match ourselves up with him. So yeah, we could just go in the front door.
So before we go in, I have a question.
Mm-hmm.
Could Zachary try to... He wants to, like... Put up his collar, make sure his ocular thing is in front of his face. If he's got a hood, put it up. Any sort of tech, like hike up the backpack, shoulder pads, I don't know. Try to be inconspicuous. I'm thinking, is there maybe a way to try to be clever or careful to create an advantage to where later, if there's a chance somebody might be recognizing me, I might get a bonus to try to avoid that attention?
Adeline hands you a giant fake mustache that's, like, streaked orange and green. That'll totally do it.
I want to avoid a
I know, but it's a disguise. No one will notice you.
You're hiding in plain sight. No, yeah, I think that would be... I think that'd be a careful role.
Okay.
I think that you're going to try to do that carefully.
That sounds like the plan. I'll even attempt to change my body language and gait. So.
Ooh.
That's going to be... super hard. Yeah, I want to see.
Well, wait a minute.
Depending on how well you roll is how well you're going to do this.
Well, then I'll take the gate back. So. No, yeah, I'll be careful to try to hide my identity. Anyway, that roll was not awesome. Well, a total of plus one with the careful of plus two, so plus three total.
One thing I'm going to ask is, have you, you've probably already done this, you've probably already changed like your digital signature, right? So, like, if somebody was following you on the Marauders Digital, they wouldn't see, like, what your real name is. They'd see Zachary, whatever your fake name is. I'm assuming Zachary is a fake name.
Of course.
Zachary Rainbow, the porn star. That's his pseudonym.
And if somebody's... If actually...
Is that a real...
I don't know.
I'm just going to ask a question. Is that a real porn star?
I don't want to know.
I'm going to Google this now.
I don't know. Figure when people have rainbow in their name. It's moving right along. You don't need to Google it. I don't know if it's real, and I'm terrified that you're going to discover it is.
You know, no, I'll do that.
It is now.
I think you basically created an advantage against people who might be able to ID you.
A free invoke. Okay, cool.
Thank you. Advantage of mustache.
Mustache. I don't know. Is he wearing the mustache?
Fine, I'll wear the mustache.
Well, because you would never wear the mustache, so anybody who would know you would see you and go, oh, that couldn't possibly be so-and-so.
Mm-hmm. It's also, like, really big and bushy, so it covers a lot of your face.
That doesn't match the hollow image of the wanted poster.
Yeah, that must be the Lorax. Who are you talking about?
That must be the Lorax. All right, so you guys are just going to bust in the front door.
Well, I mean, not, like, break in, but there's crowd moving in and out, right?
The crowd, yeah.
Yeah, we're just gonna go in with a crowd.
There's a crowd. You know, there's fat little aliens with weird noses flying around with their tiny little wings that don't look like they should hold them up.
You really are going for it. I love it.
What's funny is, like, the setting is kind of Star Wars, but nothing we're doing is Star Wars-ish.
Yeah, you really haven't listened to Campaign. Guys.
Yeah, no, she hasn't. I'm like, you should know what those are called by now, Emily.
Just in terms of the...
I told you, next time we're doing Star Trek, and and I will be so much better.
Oh, it's good. It's all good.
Yeah, we'll have to invite Kat back to, like, properly DM something Star Wars.
No, that's the things that I DM that are Star Wars have nothing to do with Star Wars. We're at Coachella right now.
It's amazing.
Thank you.
It's truly
amazing.
Well,
it's hard when you have somebody named Tristan Valentine in your party to, like, not go to that place. This kitschy.
Yeah.
Place. It's they're not good just boys. Him.
They're good. No. It's fine. Let's move on.
All right, so you guys are entering into this goat and spacecraft racing thing.
Oh yeah, goats.
They have goats. So the goats, like, pull the hovering chariots and they stand on the path with them faster.
Yes.
Yes, because we have evolved by several thousand years.
It's brilliant. Demon goats.
They do have that. That's a very special skill that a very elite group of gladiators does.
Yeah, that is definitely my favorite sport. That is definitely it. It's the flashiest.
And if there's an emperor around, the emperor will totally be into that. But I didn't think that far into this political system. So you walk into through the main gates, and there's different things. There is little casino-y, you know, rooms that you could go off to. There seems to be some sort of, for lack of a better term, there's like a craps room and, you know, a blackjack room. And there's a room off to the side where people are rolling what seem to be 20-sided dice.
Gambling on D&D is the best.
Gambling on D&D.
It seems to be some sort of gambling role-playing game, which is dangerous.
You pretend to gamble.
Yes.
You can't actually lose or win any money. Or it's like an arcade where you, like, win points and then you can trade it in for, like, a stuffed animal after you get, like, 50,000 of them. But there's tellers, in the front to place bets. And there's also, like, a beautiful, like, marble staircase that goes up. And there's a giant, like, sign that says VIP only. Mm-hmm. And there's a bouncer in front of it. And you can also go up to another level to get to, like, the seats to watch the races if you want. So that's what you see coming in.
Okay.
On Marauders Digital, which is what I'm going to call it from now on.
The digital edition.
Yeah, digital edition. So on Marauders Digital, where are we seeing the KJ footsteps in comparison to where we are right now?
KJ seems to be not quite on top of you, but definitely somewhere in the stadium. And you can tell, you can't 100% tell, this isn't like a geographical map, but you can tell that his elevation is higher than you.
Right, because it's digital and it's projecting, so three dimensions. No? You're not? Okay, moving right along.
Yes, but it doesn't have the layout of the...
Yeah.
Of the place, so you don't know, is like, is he like 10 stories up? Is he,
gotcha.
You know?
Gotcha,
so.
Okay. Fair enough. Well, obviously we belong in the VIP area. I mean, that just seems to me to be logical, because that's where I go in these sorts of situations. And they probably have the best liquor there too.
Okay, but, like, shouldn't we be looking for either that guy or for Britannia, you know?
Yeah, but see, look at the map, and the VIP area is right up there.
Okay, but, like...
And his footsteps are kind of up there.
Yeah, but remember, so... like... I don't want to see him again, because then I'm going to have to talk to him again. So, you know,
right,
like, eyes on the prize.
I really want to do a compel on both of you to force you to do this. To force her to go and then to force you to follow. But I won't.
Oh,
that's not cool.
But so beautiful.
if we have to, yeah, if we have to, we'll go up there. But, like, until then, why don't we try to find our girl and see if that other guy's around anywhere down here?
Yeah, that's fair. Damn your logic.
I'm doing it, Zach. I'm doing it.
So I guess what we should maybe do, we could head towards the side entrance that he came in and see if there's any other areas that break off of that that are maybe not public areas.
We could try to make a distraction to get into the VIP area.
I'm great at distractions! I say a bar fight.
There is a bar.
I was thinking
there's definitely alcohol being served in this area.
I got this, guys.
I was thinking more along the lines of exploding goats, but hey.
Do you know how to make a goat explode?
I don't know. Are they wired?
Well, some of them might be, just because, you know, unnatural enhancements for the goat version of
steroids.
Steroids.
I got you. We got there. It was fine.
We got there.
So is there like a main event area involving goats in a competitive nature?
I was gonna say, how many people are there? Because, like, I'd love to just try to get into a place that's kind of shadowed so that I can people watch and just see, like, is she in the crowd? Is she up where I can see her? That's, do we know anyone in this area? Because if not, hey, we might have to explode some goats.
If we can.
All right, so Travis, pick high or low, and then Kat's gonna roll.
Let's go high.
37.
Damn it.
Ooh, you don't know anybody. No, but none of you seem to know anybody in the crowd.
Cool.
Right. So what if part of this goat racing sport is that occasionally they are wired to actually explode? And so part of the gambling is not knowing if you've chosen a goat that's just going to explode
That seems unnaturally cruel, even for mobsters.
I'm so sorry, it's just the path that we
They're robotic into. Goats. They're robotic.
Okay, so it's not blood and guts that's flying, right? It's just, it's pieces of, like, it's the outer skin, which looks very realistic.
Fur,
and then it's, like, bolts and stuff,
You do
right?
realize you could wire almost anything to explode it, right? You know, there's gambling, there's, like, slot machines, and there's computers, there's, like, TV screens. Like, why do you need goats to explode? You're not even near a goat.
As flashy as I am, let me actually reel us back in and ask, wait a minute, why are we trying to explode things?
Create a distraction to slip into the VIP area?
Oh, right, that's perfect. Let's explode the goats.
So many distractions you could make, though.
How many could use the flashy approach, however?
Probably as many as you could think of that are flashy.
Is there a dance area?
A dance? Yeah, sure, there's a dance floor.
There's a dance floor, because
there's a DJ.
Brought my disco.
Yeah, as soon as we see there's a dance floor, I'm sorry, this game is about dancing now.
What was your contact again?
Wait.
I don't even care.
Wait.
There's a dance floor.
And Elaine.
So, you're going to try to pull a Saturday Night Fever?
Yes!
Explain to me how this
No, works. Because moon boots and bell bottoms.
Yeah, we look fabulous.
But if you're the distraction, how do you get up?
Damn it. Again with the logic.
We figured out this dance move where I, like, lift her straight up in the air and spin her around.
Guys.
It's so good.
Yeah,
are you sure you don't want us to do that?
Okay.
Here's
what I'm going to need. Zach, I'm going to need you to hack into the DJ terminal to make the... You're going to be controlling the lights and the music.
Yes. Because he has to play our song.
And then I'm going to need separate roles from Lulu and Adelaide.
Maybe if we do this so good, they'll just invite us into the VIP.
Because we're
yes.
obviously very important. Yes.
Exactly.
Yes.
Yes. That's how this is going to work. Okay. Fantastic.
I approve this plan. Whether or not I should.
Lulu and I are rolling flashies and Zach is rolling a clever to hack in. Is that what's going on?
Zach needs to roll his
first. Okay.
Yeah.
Because we gotta have our song playing before we do the flashy.
Right, you gotta get people's attention via lights and...
I need to be a DJ.
Right.
Then we do our fusion dance and gem fuse.
Alright.
Yes. It's gonna be... Yes.
Yeah, or, I mean, if you want to handle it another way, if you want to, like, headbutt the real DJ out of the way, you can do that, too. I'm just assuming you want to do something clever and hackery. You could do something forceful or sneaky or whatever. I vote for headbutting the DJ. That's
with my plus one forceful.
No one will notice that.
I would prefer direct access to the terminal. That would probably create an advantage for me. All right, let's try headbutting the DJ.
Well, maybe somebody else could headbutt the DJ.
That guy has, he's playing stuff that's like super 3.5 years ago. And we are looking for at least 6 years ago, please. So I shoulder my way through the crowd. I'm like, hey, do you have any of the good stuff?
I only listen to music on CDs. It's the way music was meant to be listened to.
Okay. Look, man. And I just shove him away from the thing and, like, take a position in front of the mixer. So that would be a forceful roll.
Yeah, that sounds great.
Okay, 4.
Hey, it does sound great. Cool. You got a +4. Yeah, so you not only shove this guy out of the way, there's a little cage where he keeps, like his extra mixer.
Yes.
And, you know, to keep it from getting stolen and stuff. So you, like, push him into that and, like, slam the door shut and lock.
Yes! Then over the mic, I'm like, okay, everybody, give it up for ZZ Mixmaster 5-star.
And everybody is like, kind of like, wait, what?
Hit him, Zach.
But Adelaide starts like clapping and hollering. And so some other people do too. All right, so Zachary comes up and you're like, you've like popped your collar.
Oh, yes, of course, yes. Going to DJ now.
With the mustache, yes. And you're like, nobody can tell who I am because now I'm ZZ.
Mixmaster 5-star.
Mixmaster 5-star.
All right, so I'm going to try to get witty and clever with the board.
Getting witty with it.
Instead of hacking it remotely, which I was contemplating doing, does Lulu's success give me, can I invoke for free the advantage of having direct access to the terminal?
Yes.
Cool. So let me roll, and I'm being clever. Oh, crap. I'm not that clever.
Or you can invoke it.
Not that clever, apparently. The roll is a -1. The clever is a 3, so that leaves a 2.
Yeah, you should invoke.
Okay, so it's up to a 4.
You're trying to get this. You're trying to get people super pumped.
Let's get this party hopping!
So it's up to a 4. Do I need to spend a 8 point to get it even higher?
Nope, you got it. In my mind, you needed to have a good roll. Now you have a
great.
So,
what do you do, Zach? Do you drop some
fat beats? Got to drop the bass. Got to get the lights flashing and the psychedelic pattern. And,
turn on the
smoke
machine.
Ball just comes down from the ceiling and it's got like spider webs on it.
Oh, yes. And silly string sprays all around the edges of the dance floor like fountains at Caesar's Palace or wherever it is.
Perfect.
And the dance floor is going to light up in checkerboards.
There is a smoke machine. I like that idea.
So we have a routine, right? Like,
yes.
Yeah.
Because what else are you going to do? You're stuck on a spaceship for like long periods of time. This is our song.
We have that ballroom on the spaceship. What else are we going to do with it?
Yeah. No, that's like the workout space. That's, you got to do something.
Is it the rainbow room?
Yes. Yes, it is.
Oh my god. Cool. So we both need to make flashies?
Yes. I first want to know what your song is. Whether it's a real song or a made up one.
Okay, I suspect it's probably made up because it's gotta have the word rainbow in it somewhere. Oh, you know what? It's the Far Future Disco remix of Rainbow Connection.
Oh yes!
That's what it is. So it's like, why are so many?
Yeah, it's why are there so many songs about rainbows and what's on the other side? Except it's like,
but yeah, it's gotta also sound,
and it's all auto-tuned.
Well, I figured it was like Earth, Wind, and Fire's cover of
yes.
Yeah, it's really
good. If we ever get fans of this show who want to like do that, let us know how that sounds. That'd be
amazing. Yeah, that's what we want now. That's what you get to do in podcasts, right, Kat? You just get to tell people what you want.
Yeah, that's,
and they make things for you.
Well, sometimes they do, and it's the coolest thing in the world.
I just watched it happen, so you know that's the only reason we're starting a podcast. We can ask people to make us random stuff.
Right. See, I'm just thinking about of I Will Survive, but just subbing in the words for Rainbow Connection.
Oh, that's so good. That's the sort of thing you could get. Like, I don't know, we've been at this for a while now, and someone recently wrote us fan fiction, and that was like, for me, that was making it, you know?
Definitely.
Like, oh my god, I've arrived. but like edits, yeah, you can get people to make edits. Yeah, someone take I Will Survive and make it Rainbow Connection. Yes.
What's funny is I could do that given enough time, but I can't do it on the spot.
Cool. So it's that, yeah, and yeah, we have like perfectly synchronized mirroring dance moves.
So we start off like next to each other, and we're like doing the pointy.
Oh yeah, pointy fingers.
Gotta do the.
It's a big part of it.
Gotta do the pointy fingers. Uh-huh. And then and then like as the music swells, we're going on, and then like I end up in front because I'm sort of petite and short,
yeah.
And you're behind me. Or like doing.
Yeah, during all the crescendos, stuff. I like lift you a lot.
Yes. I'm like doing like pows in the air, jazz hands. Yeah, that's pretty much what's going on.
God, hopefully we don't end up sucking at this. Let's see.
Yeah, I'm gonna need some rolls.
Drop me on the floor and I'm like just roll around.
Because I feel like the rolls are gonna be not necessarily maybe how good you are, because you guys seem to be pretty good at this, but maybe how the crowd responds.
Yeah. So I only got a plus one to it. Mine was average.
I got a plus three.
Heck yeah.
If this doesn't work, can I turn the lights out?
People do seem to be...
and we all make out off the screen. Yes.
Just sneak off in the dark. That'll be our escape
so
plan.
People are responding pretty well. Like they're kind of clapping along. Like you're gathering a fair crowd. Although people seem to like the short girl in front better than the
well,
you know,
I'm showing her off.
Weird albino, right. Tall Amazon.
Yeah,
woman.
You just gotta lift me up.
Yeah,
show me off.
I'm the accessory. You're the star.
Or as they say in ballroom dancing, you're the frame.
Yes. Yeah.
And she's the picture.
We're just doing a bunch of like La Puertas, you know, the walk through the door, come back the other way. Yeah, it's good. It's real good.
And then, Zach, you wanna just shut down the lights and just
no,
run
no,
away?
No, no,
no,
no. That's
if
it sucked and the crowd was gonna kill us. That
oh.
was the backup plan.
No, the crowd's like getting into okay. it. Yeah, and you look up and you see the bouncer. He's kind of like,
oh, nice.
You know, he's got kind of like the head bob going on.
I like elbow him. I'm like, I'm with them.
So you leave the console and head all the way up the stairs?
Oh, no. I thought the bouncer was kind of there. Never mind.
Are you saying anything over the music? Are you trying to spin that these are like two famous people?
Oh yeah, I suppose I, but yeah.
You are a bit of a
show-off. True. I'll make up all sorts of nice things about awards they've won and places they've been from the edge.
And I want to know what the fake name of this dance team is. That's what I want to know.
Royal Rainbow.
And we'll never be rainbows.
Yeah.
I sense a theme.
The Royal Rainbows and DJ Mixy Mix 5.
ZZ Mixmaster.
I'm sorry, guys. I panicked.
No, I love it.
It's great. We just can't remember it.
This is definitely like a D&D skill challenge, and I love it. So I'm going to say that you guys have totally succeeded at the skill challenge. And like the people around you like actually believe that you guys are like famous. You're people who are there for like a reason and not just random people who walked in and pulled this out of their ass. So you're able to just like y'all drop like the like best ending and end up in a, what's your ending pose, ladies?
Oh, it's gonna be like, it's Saturday Night Fever. You know, that's the, it's like, just like, we do a run jump and I hold her straight up and
yes,
then slowly
and then
spin.
Like,
yeah.
Right, yes.
Absolutely.
Yes.
There's sparklers from the ceiling.
Oh, but then I have to turn you around so that you're bowed and he does the lights so we look like a rainbow.
Yes! Oh, yes! So I'm like, I just.
The
I
crowd goes wild. It's like, yeah! Awesome!
It's the leaning over backwards, like Sailor Moon.
Yes!
Like this, and she's got one, like, kind of pointed, and the other one's tapped in the boat back, and you're just holding me.
Why are we even smuggling?
I don't know! We're right at this, you guys!
I think you found. smuggling information. Well, this is what you need to be doing with your lives.
To be entirely honest, I think the reason is the adrenaline that I get from the crowd is just not quite as good as the adrenaline from that close escape.
There we go.
That's it.
It's good. But we're not quite there.
Yeah. Maybe, like, your mother wanted you to be a dancer, and so, like, you can do it, but your heart's maybe not as in it as in the adrenaline or something.
Yeah, you know, there's something... Well, you know, the other thing is piloting a ship... Here, bear with me. Piloting a ship is like being with a dance partner. It's like dancing with a partner in space. The ship is my dance partner when I'm piloting.
That's, like, so deep. Sometimes I'm like, why am I even following her? But then you say stuff like that, and I remember, like, oh my gosh, she's so deep.
And your ethical life.
Oh, right.
Yeah, well.
Okay. So y'all end in this awesome pose with the rainbow and the Sailor Moon, which everybody gets, because if Sailor Moon's not canonical in this universe, I don't want to be in it. And so everybody's, like, applauding, and y'all just, like, walk into the VIP area, and the bouncer's just like... Like, you see him pretending to check off your names like you're actually on there.
Yes.
Because the fact that you're not on there must be his mistake, because you're obviously celebrities. Yeah.
Obviously.
Right. And he, like, asks ZZ Mixmaster 5-star for his autograph. But he's a little too shy to ask the actual dancer. He's a shy bouncer.
Well, he's just starstruck.
I know, yeah. He doesn't ever see anybody dance. He sees goats racing, and he says he sees dudes in fedoras. Like, that's all he ever sees.
And he sees goats exploding, right?
Yes, and he sees goats exploding. So you guys get into the VIP area.
Is it an open bar up here? Because it's the VIP area, right?
Oh, damn straight, yes! There's an open bar.
Okay, well, so I'm going to take, I'm gonna give ZZ Mixmaster 5-star. I'm going to kind of give him a look like we're going in.
Oh, yeah.
And then I'm going to grab Lulu around the waist and just, like, walk her over to the bar and lean up against the bar and just, like, order the most expensive looking thing there is. And then, like, turn my back to the bar and try and skim the crowd for anybody that we recognize.
I want rum chata, but not just, like, any rum chata. It needs to have glitter in it. That's a must. So we'll start there. So I'll pull extraction on the bar as we're, like, making sure that everyone checks that out.
Zachary, what are you doing?
Before I leave the console, fiddle around with it, does it seem to be tied into the overall network of the building? Like, could I access security?
From the DJ bar?
Yeah.
From the DJ thing?
I don't know. It's wired into the lights and sound. Is it wired into anything else?
Yes, it is. It's wired into everything.
Okay.
But so there's a lot behind a firewall.
Uh-huh. I'm not sure how we would use this. I'll mutter into my comms. It's like, maybe it'd be risky, but might be able to shut down whatever security they got. Like, unlock all the doors and shut off all the alarms and stuff like that.
Maybe you want to look at the schematics of the place?
Oh!
Schematics would be good.
There appear to be schematics in here I might be able to look at.
So you're looking around and you do see what looks to be essentially a VVIP area that's actually marked secret VIP.
Oh.
But it's next door to the VIP area.
I don't think you can get more VIP than the Rainbow Royals.
And you notice that's where Killarney Jefferson's little footsteps are. They're in the secret VIP area.
We have to go through regular VIP to get to secret VIP?
Right, so you're not there right now, right? So you don't see the physical layout of the VIP area?
I'm just asking from the schematic.
Is my understanding? Yeah, you see basically the back entrance. I almost said the servants' quarters. We're not in fantasy realm. But, the way, to and from the kitchen and...
I'm not sure if the console is useful or...
You should probably go back.
Mm-hmm. Oh. That's what I'm thinking. I shall join them.
You could let the other DJ hack out. Yeah. So you can take back over.
No, you just walk away and the other DJ is like in his cage and he's like, no, he's got a little like lighter out. He like DJ respects. You know? And then he's like, you're gonna let me out before you go? Also, you could have just asked.
Oh.
No.
So you've ordered a drink and all that.
Right, and I'm skimming the crowd up here. Is there anyone that we recognize in just the normal VIP area crowd?
Yes, there's one of the guys with the hats, with the fedora hats. One of Killarney's bodyguards or lackeys or
mooks.
I don't know, maybe they were friends. You didn't really talk to
mooks.
Him.
He's a mook.
Mooks. That's a better term. Emily's writing down the word mook now, because she'll forget it.
It did just occur to me as I stand here with Lulu that maybe Lulu doesn't want to get re-entangled with this.
Yeah, you've worked with her. She's done this before. It's more like we'll introduce her if we have to, but strategically, it's probably better to, you know, it makes our cover weaker if we have to, if he sees us as a group.
Right. So at this point, I guess I'm going to kind of start wandering away from Lulu as if we're not at the bar together, even though I walked up to the bar with my armor under my waist.
Are you going to walk and hit on somebody else?
Yes.
Or are you just walking away for no reason?
Yes, I'm going to find another hot chick.
Yeah.
And I'm just going to start hitting on
them. There are lots of hot chicks. Which one do you want? Do you want one that's like not, doesn't seem to be attached to anybody? Or are you going to walk up and hit on somebody who's obviously with somebody else?
I'm going to walk up and hit on somebody who is obviously with someone else. Because I don't actually want this to work. But I sort of want to like, and I want somebody to see it happen, right? So this seems like a really good way to make that happen.
All right, so who's your type?
So I think I'm going to go for the green one in the corner wearing all the leather. The one that looks like she's here with the guy in the red, whatchamacallit, trench coat thing and the headphones. I'm going to go after her.
Oh, this is a Guardians of the Galaxy.
Oh.
Okay, got it.
Yeah, go for that, Gamora.
I was still in.
Yeah.
I was really entrenched in Star Wars anime.
I know. I was going like, okay, we're going to take the space thing. Now we're going to go over
here. What is that guy's name from Trigun?
Yeah, we're all like, is that just Bash the Stampede?
I'm like, if Bash the Stampede is here, this game has gotten a bit different.
Why are the sharks over there somewhere?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, it's good.
Okay. Yeah, I'm going to go hit on Gamora. That's my plan. She's obviously here with Star-Lord. But I'm going to go hit on her anyway.
Captain Picard's in the corner. drinking with an old Chewbacca who has no gray in his hair. Because Wookiees don't age the same as humans, because
yeah,
why
gonna
would
go
they?
Yeah, I'm going to go chat up Riker if we're doing that.
Yes. So, Zachary, you walk up the stairs. And you see this scene.
Okay. Dirty vodka martini, please.
Are you like this guy? You want it shaken, not stirred? Yeah. And he nods to a guy who looks like Daniel Craig.
Extra dirty. Vodka martini.
It's dirty depending on what you do.
Sure. Do I see any sort of other doorways or modes of egress or what have you?
Yeah. Yeah, there's plenty of ways in and out. I mean, you see mostly servers going in and out of a bunch of doors to the back. I mean, the one side is all glass, so you can see the goats explode.
Oh, cool.
You have to be able
and tonight's
to see
a
it.
Night where they have goat fireworks planned, so there are a lot of people there because the goat fireworks only happen once a year.
Yeah.
It's at the very end of the season because they don't want to have they want to make the mechanics like work really hard in the off season. So they blow up the goats at the end of the season and it's a big event.
Well, that way also the next season you can't like by the serial code of the goat decide which one you're gonna go for, like based on which ones didn't explode last year because they rebuild all of them.
They just explode them all.
Yeah, they explode all of them and then they start over.
Right.
Clean slate.
So you can fairly easily are you gonna try to follow one of the servers? Well, there's lots of awkward hitting going on.
I'm a little
totally
confused
not.
As to what the goal is. I mean,
well, some of it might be awkward for Emily, who doesn't know how to roleplay.
But those are the only doors. There's no indication of where this secret VIP area might be.
No, but you saw that the hallways connect.
Oh, okay, so I got it.
So it's probably the same servers doing the same. There's probably a separate secret entrance for the secret VIPs.
Yeah, yeah. Can I bribe one of these servers or something to try to get like? like a chef's jacket or some sort of disguise. I don't know.
That I like it, and I don't see why you would have to roll for that, because I like it.
Could I just download some credits to them?
That sounds like something that would be easy to do.
Sweet.
So
I'm like, hey,
you guys, prosthetic leg.
Here's right. Here's a martini. You look, you know, you need a break, fella. You know, here's 200 credits or whatever.
Right.
I mean, enough to buy a nice
right.
dinner.
You've already convinced people you're a fantastic DJ. So what's your chef name?
Oh. ZZ Mix
ZZ
of the...
Mixmaster 5-star.
Mixmaster, definitely.
Because it all still works.
Yes. He's the best salad mixer ever.
This side of the galaxy.
I invented the new KitchenAid.
I shall whip up some mad beets. Okay, never mind.
That was
a
really good pun.
Yeah, so I'm just kind of gonna slip on like the, I assume like a white chef's jacket or some other uniform top thing that whatever they're using, and head on into a back alley or alley like back hallway, and poke around.
Yeah.
Basically, ask anybody if they've seen the tray of anchovies, or you know, if anybody looks at me askew or questions me.
Do you start still wearing the mustache?
Oh, yeah. Why not? They've been busy.
So a couple people
serving.
Like introduce themselves because they assume you're new.
It's the ZZ Mixmaster 5-star like signature look.
Yeah, I'm new. Therefore, I'm doing gopher tasks. That explains why I'm running around and nobody knows what I'm doing.
Except your like little tag says like Carl or something, and they're like, we already have a Carl.
Well, I can change that easy, I'm sure.
Boy, if you get in trouble, Carl's gonna get fired. Won't you feel bad?
Yeah, I gave him some money.
So yeah, you dodge around, and you know you're able to basically follow the trail of food. And there's totally like it's a almost identical mirrored version of the VIP room, except everywhere is the thing it says SVIP for secret VIP.
Oh, like I actually found the room.
Yeah, you found the room.
Cool.
And as you're kind of, I assume you're gonna like poke your head out and look around with like not trying to draw attention to yourself.
I don't want to be brash, but I don't want to be mousy, too, you know, awkward looking, because that'll draw attention too. So I'll like walk around, and if I find the room, I'm like, oh, okay.
Things aren't as the mood is very different. Like it's physically set up very similar, and there's obviously a free bar, but there's a lot more people in pinstripes. Mm-hmm. There's a lot more people in fedoras, and there's also, you see a very tall albino lady on the far side of the room, but you can't quite tell what's going on. She seems to be surrounded by a lot of
people. How many people are we talking about in this room? Ballpark.
Oh, there's probably a good 50 people in this room. It's a good sized room, but there's a lot of people.
Not terribly exclusive,
and
then.
Your spider senses for the gambling guild are going off hard.
Yeah, I
like this seems to be like the meeting of the gambling guild pre one of the biggest events of the year.
Yeah, I'm going to not do my plan of grabbing a tray of cocktails and walking through the room in hopes of gathering more information or intel. Instead, I'm going to go back.
Oh. Okay. You see a drink being thrown in Adelaine's face.
Oh, excellent.
I don't. Maybe a punch being thrown. I'm not exactly sure. Yeah, there's something very physical happening. That's not
staggering backwards, holding my cheek. Okay, guys, I got it under control.
However, Lulu's getting a lot further.
Yeah, I figure. I don't try so hard. I just make friends, you know?
Right.
They're just chatting about, like, their captains and zany adventures they've been on. You know, that it's...
Right. No subtext at all. The GM puts her hands over her ears. La, 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 la. Yeah, so what do you do, Zach?
Well, is she in trouble, Adelaine? Adelaine? How do you pronounce it?
I'm just wet.
Oh, okay. It's not like...
Yeah, she's a little wet. Her cheek stings.
Kind of sticky. Did you find, like, a restroom or something back there? I think I need to clean up a little bit.
Yeah, there's some sinks and some towels, but I think we found Lulu's friend.
I like how you don't just code it. You're just like, yeah, we found it.
She's in the secret room that you saw in the schematics.
Mm-hmm. And there's about 50 guys, and they all look pretty serious. I don't know why she's in there.
Thank you for listening to episode 2 of She's a Super Geek. If you liked what you heard, please consider leaving a rating and review for us on iTunes or on Stitcher. You can also find us on Twitter at SAS Geek Podcast and on Facebook and Google by searching She's a Super Geek. We'd love to hear from you. She's a Super Geek will release new episodes every other Tuesday, so tune in 2 weeks to hear the exciting conclusion to Lulu, Zach, and Adelaine's rescue mission. Until next time, may the geek be with you.
Choose to believe it. I know the wrong. Wait and see. Someday we'll find it. The rainbow connection. The lovers, the dreamers, and